Hey, I'm Michaela Lafrac, the host of Vermont Edition. The podcast you're about to listen to has been edited for clarity and brevity. Happy listening. Our region can always be counted on to send a handful of skiers or hockey players to the Winter Olympics. But we're not just about winter sports. During the upcoming 2024 Summer Olympics in Paris, many locals will be cheering on 22-year-old Billy Bender. He's a rower from Norwich and now a Dartmouth College student. In April, Billy qualified for Team USA for the men's pair boat class. That's when two men row, one on each side, in precise coordination. Billy joins us now. Welcome.
Hey, Michaela. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Where are you calling us from? Where in the world are you right now?
I'm in Oakland, California right now at a California Rowing Club.
And what are you doing out there?
So the U.S. rowing system is, they have a bunch of high-performance clubs around the country, and so California Rowing Club is where most of the men's sweep team is, so I'm out here training with my pair partner, and we've been here for the last month, and we're headed to Europe to race in World Cup 2 in a week.
Wow. So you have had a pretty exciting couple months, if not couple of years. First, tell us, how did you get into rowing?
So my older brother rowed. So my next door neighbor was the crew coach at Hanover High School. And SAU 70, which is where Norwich is an interstate school district. So I grew up in Norwich, but I went to high school in Hanover, which is just across the border. So my older brother rowed because our next door neighbor was the crew coach. So, you know, I kind of just followed my older brother and fell in love with the sport there.
And you were also a captain of Hanover High School's Alpine ski team. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, so I was elected captain, but then my senior year, I actually quit because I needed to kind of spend the winter being a little bit more serious about rowing. But I was on the team for 2 years, yeah.
Well, I was going to ask, do you think there's any overlap between the two sports?
My dad does. He thinks that's, I mean, there's a lot of, like, boat feel in rowing. And so that's probably, I would say, my biggest strength as an athlete is, like, my kind of technical abilities, less so my raw power. And obviously skiing, you know, you're kind of feeling everything through your feet. And so there is that kind of like balance and coordination can have some overlap, I think, in how you feel the boat moving underneath you.
Hmm. Well, Billy, when you graduated from high school in 2019, your prospects were a little different than they are right now. You're about to head to Paris for the Olympics. What was it like when you graduated from high school? Did you have offers from D1 coaches?
Yeah, no. So, you know, Hanover High School, I mean, it's a great program, but there's kind of some public school limitations on basically the number of hours you can train every year. So the vast majority of people that row D1 come from private schools where they can train year round and multiple sessions a day. And at Hanover, we can only train in the spring in the afternoon. So I think technically I was pretty proficient. The coach there, Andy Hilton, is, you know, he's really a technician, but I just wasn't strong enough. So, you know, I kind of reached out to a bunch of D1 coaches and I knew that's what I wanted to do, but I only had offers from D3 programs. So I kind of had to take a gap year and figure out my options.
Yeah. Tell us about that gap year. You went to London and spent a year training on the Thames. What was that like?
Yep. Yeah. So you know, obviously Norwich is right next to Hanover where Dartmouth is, which is where I go to school. So that was kind of my top choice. You know, they're a great rowing program. So I kind of throughout high school, I was in contact with the head coach there. And it was the summer after my senior year that I was able to get my erg time that was kind of like close to reasonable, still not great, but close enough. And he said, hey, you know, like, you know, I'm willing to take a chance on you if you spend the rest of your gap year training at a full-time training location. And he suggested Thames in the UK because we had a couple other gap year students go there. So I went over there it was COVID year, unfortunately, so I was only over there for about 6 months before COVID hit. But that was a great experience, that was my first time on kind of a serious, collegiate or senior level training program. Dropped a ton of time, got technically really proficient. So by the time I showed up at Dartmouth, actually a year later, I went from the worst recruit to the best recruit. So that was a really big step for me athletically.
What was your training regimen like in London?
It's pretty similar to I guess what I'm doing now or what I was doing in college. So they were doing, I think, like 9 or 10 sessions a week. And then I added a couple extra on top of that because I spoke to the coach and I said, hey, I'm here, full time. I want to really get the best out of it. But it's kind of similar everywhere once you're training pretty seriously. You've got a early session in the morning, and that'll be 16 to 24K in different boat classes. And then middle of the day, a lot of the guys at Thames would work. They had jobs, so it was a club program. So, we trained very early before they went off to work. And then, I wasn't able to get a work visa, so I was just kind of hanging out. And then in the afternoons, you come down and you do either you row late or you're on land, so you do a workout on the erg or on the bike. And then 2 or 3 times a week, you'll also lift.
Wow. And Billy, how did teaming up with your boat mate, Oliver Bubb, change the game for you?
Bubb's a great guy. That was kind of how I got my foot in the door for the national team. So Dartmouth, we have these trimesters. So your junior year, everyone has to take one of those trimesters off, fall, winter, spring. So I took the winter of my junior year off last year, and I came out here to California Rowing Club because, I knew that most of the best guys spend their winter out here training. And that's when I first rode the pair with Oliver. And that was really good. We were out here teamed up for 2 months, and then we went and raced at Winter Speed Order last year and we got third. So that's, all the best pairs in the country come and race, and the top 3 places are guaranteed an invitation to, selection camp and actually are guaranteed to at least be the alternate for the team that summer. So that's how I kind of showed the coaches that I'm more than just a good college rower, and myself, I guess, that I could be competitive on the senior team.
Yeah. And now you're preparing for major international competitions as well as the Olympics. What does it feel like to be headed to the Olympics?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. I'm really young. I'm the youngest guy on the team. So it's almost like I almost haven't had kind of like the adversity in some ways, I think, to truly understand. I think like Oliver almost has more of an appreciation for it because he's been out here, he graduated in 2020, so he's been out here for a while. It's pretty surreal. And I think it almost hasn't set in yet because it feels pretty normal. I'm out here, obviously I took the year off, but we're training hard, but we always train hard. So it almost doesn't really feel real that like, in like 2 months, I'm going to be in Paris racing the Olympics,
Will any of your family or friends be going there to cheer you on?
Yeah. So my whole family's going, which will be awesome. My girlfriend and her whole family's going. And then actually a bunch of Dartmouth rowing alumni are going to go, maybe like as many as 15 guys.
Wow.
to kind of support Oliver and I, which will be really fun.
Yeah. Now Oliver's an alum too, right?
Yeah.
And then lastly, Billy, what do you do to try to prepare, not just physically, but mentally for one of these races or for a massive event like the Olympics? What kind of headspace do you need to get into?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's something that you're kind of, as an athlete, is always evolving. And definitely, I think I have my best performances athletically when, obviously, you're a little bit nervous, but you have to kind of, no matter how big the race is, I think you have to kind of ignore that sometimes. and just understand that, you know, it's no different. The actual act of racing is no different than any of the other 100 times you've gone down the track. And when I struggle, I think is when I let kind of like the importance of the occasion, overwhelm me a little bit. And I think, you know, the pairs is a fun boat. I think it's both Oliver and I are very comfortable in the boat. We're both good in the pair. And I think, I hope that, you know, I can just kind of, forget it's the Olympics a little bit and just race, you know? And I think that's hopefully how we have our best performances, if we just kind of just enjoy the actual act of racing and not think about the consequences.
Billy Bender of Norwich is headed to the Olympics this summer to compete in rowing. Billy, thank you so much for joining us and good luck.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
We'll be cheering you on from here.